Blog Talk Radio.
If we proclaim it, we name it and claim it, it's going to be all right. There is power in words that we speak, and always be mindful of things that protrude from out of the mouth. The words that we speak into the atmosphere, they have an ability to manifest. So always be mindful of those words that we speak at all times. Consider the words that you speak rather than just blurting off or whatever just comes naturally or to the top of your head. Consider what you are about, the impact of the words of the spirit that you will be pouring out into the atmosphere before you open your mouth. Because once you let it out, that's it. You cannot go back and take the words back again once they're already in the atmosphere. Once they're released, they are going to do what they are sent out there for it out to do. This is Rizonia, starting up Kissimmee Spiritual Assembly. Blog Talk Radio program. Thank you for listening, and call-in number for the guest is 929-477-2573. Again, that's 929-477-2573. We're going to continue sharing with you on heaven's blessings, because there definitely are a lot of among us, and so that needs to be where my attention is focused. I am a living, walking, breathing testimony that healing is still possible and it is still made available for us today. But because of lack of knowledge, the word tells us that my people knowledge. So we go about our daily day activities not even recognizing or giving a second thought how the things that we do is going to pertain to our life, how it's going to affect our life. A lot of the things we do without even being aware of it, because we're born into the system that that's filtrated with all kinds of toxins and things that go against us. We just normally will proceed on day to day without even considering how some things affect our health. So we need to be more alert, and we need to alert ourselves. We need to be more conscious. And once we're more aware of these things, then we can begin to challenge those things and take control over those things, that anything that may be adverse to our health. The word tells us, I come that you may have life and have life abundantly. And it also tells us that Christ said that he walked amongst the people and the disciples, that they were able to do things because he sent them out to do healing. And he said, the greatest, you're able to do these things because you see me and you believe, but better things will those that have not seen and yet believe be able to perform. We are supposed to be able to, because everything is given to us that we need to sustain us. Most High is not going to just put us here and just leave us here defenseless, but we always have a choice, and Most High wants us to choose right. And we don't always do that because the adversary has come and he sees the whole world. So you can begin your day thinking and feeling that all is well, you're doing all the right things, and overlooking certain things that are in our lives daily that's affecting our lives. So we want to know, where can we start to build a more healthier, stronger, vibrant life? And it starts, first of all, with oneself. It starts with you. We have to learn to take care of ourselves. Okay, now, let's see here. I'm going to start with... I want to apologize. There was a little slight problem there, and so I'm back. I had to call in into the studio again, and so I was able to be reconnected. So let's get back to where I was, where we left off at, so the call dropped. Now, okay. Again, this is Rizonia Gardner for Kennedy Spiritual Assembly, Blog Talk Radio program. Call in number, anyone wants to call in, is 929-477-2573. And also, if you get the early morning broadcast, you can still go on Google Plus. You can Google in Dog Talk Radio, and you will scroll down to Rizonia's Garden of Assembly, and you may go on Twitter, and there you will see the archives of the program that's being aired today and other days as far back as you should desire to. Okay, now, all that being said, now let me get back to focus on where I was before that that happen. Okay, we're talking about the heaven's healing. Heaven's healing is very important.
Okay. Again, I must apologize. Right now, I'm just going to go directly straight into heaven's healing, what I want to share with you on that, because some reason or another, there are just one too many interruptions. And so I paid close attention to the things that occur that's beyond my ability to control, or I have no control over, no awareness that it's going to happen. But that lets me know that, you know, your sister reminded me that I'm in control. And so there's something that's trying to prevent this from getting out, but here it is right here. Okay, I'm going to go directly into it because it's very, very vital. Okay, now, I'm going to talk about right now, okay, number three on the list right here. Let's start with neglected. And outside may be clean also. It's in Matthew 23 and 26. Okay, now, water is vital to the body. Toxic water builds up in the body when we do not drink enough water. The body of the newborn contains more than 80% water. The amount of water in the tissues lessens with advancing age. More than 60% of our body is made up of water. Humans have lived 81 days without food, but will die in 5 days without water. Losing a little water adds 5% of the total amount of water in the body may lead to hallucinating, becoming disoriented, and experiencing twitching muscles. A loss greater than 15% of body fluids may result in death. Yet the body has no water storage system to depend on in times of emergency. I witnessed that not too long ago when I saw a young man that was dehydrated, and he actually, you know, just passed out. He just passed out. Come to find out, the reason why he fell out, I mean, it was like gone. Everything was left out, and I resuscitated him, brought him back, and carried him to the hospital, but he was dehydrated. Okay. The parts of the body that suffer most from dehydration and those without direct, well, they are those without direct vascular circulation, such as the joint cartilages in fingers, knees, and vertebrae. Chronic pain in these areas is sometimes an indicator of chronic dehydration, often a dynamic uptake in water consumption alone will help. Taking medication can result in its dependence and permanent damage of cartilage separation from the joint bones. According to Dr. Faridun Batman Helby, okay, dehydration is a primary cause of disease. Dry mouth is not the only sign of dehydration and waiting to get thirsty is wrong. So we don't want to do that. We want to make sure we're regularly, daily consuming of water so we can keep our body up at the adequate level where it should be able to, it should be preventing the dehydration. Okay. It tells us that it's not just, don't wait till you get dry mouth and know that you need to get a drink of water, because there are signs that lead up to that long before we get to that point. And it tells us pain in the body is a crisis call for water. And I did not realize that. Even the pain in the body will tell you, it's telling you that you're lacking water, you don't have water. Thirst should be prevented. When the body does not receive enough water, and you have pain, that is a sign of dehydration. Dr. Batman Helgi also explains that chronic pain of the body, which cannot easily be explained as injuries or infection, should first and foremost be interpreted as signals of chronic water shortage in the areas where the pain is registered. These pain signals should first be considered and excluded as primary indicators of dehydration of the body before any other complicated procedures are forced on the patient. And that tells you, that kind of like makes it clear why I'm sure you have that when you go into the hospital, the first thing that they want to do is hook you up, if they're going to keep you there for a while. They will hook you up to the IV fluid, the saline solution water, to so get the water flowing, running throughout your system. So that lets us know that how important, how vital it is that we have this water, because that's the first method that the doctors, hospital staff, physicians will take, is making sure that you have the fluids that you have, because they realize, they know how important it is that we have water. And they know if we've got a problem, the first thing that you need to assess is, are you getting enough water? So drink your fluids every day. And I would even add to that, if you drink the water every day, not that just that polluted water that comes out of the faucet, but pure water. Even if you have to boil your water, that's what my mom always does. She always boils her water. She don't drink water from the faucet. She will boil water a while before she pour it into the containers for consumption. Okay, but I buy spring water myself. That's a little bit too much work for me, having to boil water every time I want to use or a drink of water. But, you know, whatever suits you well. Okay, physicians in chiropractic practice often find a weak muscle response in all the body to be due to dehydration. Simply drinking one glass of water overcomes the strange total body weakness. Now, I will even add, I'll add lemon, because I know how beneficial the lemon is for our body. So I put a slice of lemon in my water, and that keeps you, it's like you got to detox every day. So the lemon will help clean your system out, and it keeps you regulated. And so if you're moving out all of the waste and the bacteria and everything that accumulates in our body, then you're going to feel healthy. I mean, you can't have sickness if you don't have the bacteria, if you don't have the infection, if you don't have the toxins that's, you know, bringing your body down. You're going to feel more vibrant. You're going to feel more alert and well. Well, when you are tired, drinking a lot of plain cold water will help revitalize those sluggish periods of the day. Drink that cold water. Drink your water every day. There you have it. And one more thing I'm going to finish on this part, and I'll come back to you. Okay. I think I better skip on through here. No, let me stay with you. Okay, contrary to popular belief, thirst is not always a good indicator. But time you are thirsty, your body may have already lost more than 3% of its water. If your urine is a strong yellow color, you're not drinking enough. Ideally, your urine should be almost colorless, disregarding the urine coloration resulting when taking certain supplements. Because supplements will, if you know that it's just the supplements that it's coming from, then you don't have anything to worry about. Because the supplements is really purifying your body, getting rid of everything, whatever's in your body that you don't need. Okay, regular consistent intake of water throughout the day is better than ingesting a large at once. Consuming one glass of water every waking hour throughout the day is a beneficial goal. Carry your water supply with you. And also, what it also will help if you're trying to lose weight and you're battling with that challenge of obesity, or, you know, you're carrying more weight around, that you're feeling tired and sluggish, and so you got more weight on you than you need to have. So you're drinking water like that, you're not going to want to eat. So that's another helpful hint, too, that it does. People think they got to go try this diet, try that diet. Drink water. Drink more water. The more water you drink, the less you're going to want to eat. Feel. And the more you're going to eliminate whatever waste and toxins that's in you. Okay. Now, minimum amount of water one needs is to take your body weight in pounds and divide that number in half. This will give you the number of ounces of water per day that you need to drink. You need more than that when the weather is warm or when you work out. Upon rising, to jump start your day on the right track, make it a habit to drink 2 to 4 glasses of warm, here you go, lemon water. Freshly squeezed lemon juice to your water is alkalizing and detoxifying. Okay. Now, if you are not having daily bowel movements, ideally, one after each meal, you may need to up your water intake. Also, make sure you're getting daily exercising and eating plenty of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. Not that white stuff. Stay away from that. White sugar, that white flour, white pasta. Stay away from that stuff. You don't have to. You have a choice. You can opt to go for a more healthy method, a more healthy routine. That white flour for whole wheat flour, grain flour. Exchange that white pasta for wheat pasta, grain pasta. You know, whatever you're doing, you don't have to stop doing it, but you just have to do it better. You just have to do it smarter. You just got to do it in a way that's going to be more beneficial to you and not detrimental to you. So bear that in mind. Keep that in mind. Okay, now, what is the best source of drinking water? Pure spring water. Second, pure well water. When this is not available, water that has gone through reverse osmosis or distillation, fine. It would be good to check the total dissolved solids, TDS, of the water source that you drink to get an overall indicator of the water's purity. Avoid drinking chlorinated water. It is a poison to your body, destroying your thyroid glands and healthy bacteria, which is your immune system. First shield of defense, the greater danger of chlorinated water are the byproducts when chlorine combines with organic material in the water. Some experts believe that byproducts to be over 10,000 times more toxic than the chlorine itself. Okay, in 1999, the Natural Resources Council of America published a four-year study of 100 bottled water brands. This research pointed out that an estimated 25% of more of bottled water came from a city water system, just like tap water. One-third of the tested brands contained bacteria or other chemicals that exceeded the industry's own purity guidelines. Be wise. I'm Chris Rezonian. Please listen to the archive program, and I thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Those that did, be well. And have a blessed day. Take care of yourself.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th Emperor.